Hello, and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's O, and oh boy, I have an episode for y'all. Of course, we are still in the month of March, so you already know I'm marching on with violence. Yes, I know, I have not slowed my roll yet, and I understand that maybe, just maybe, I should reel it in. But who gonna stop me? Y'all gonna have to come and take my mic from me. And even then, I got AirPods, so square up. But for now, I'll be the only one squaring up. Of course, with the positive violence, you know, we're keeping it chaotic good. And of course, with staying on brand with chaotic good, I'm bringing more necessary violence with this week's episode. I would like to talk about the lack of vacancy. Yes, no vacancy. No vacancy anywhere. Why? Because we are taking up space. There's no room for anyone else because we are there. So just, you know, follow along. Have you ever been driving down the road and you see motel signs and it's like you trying to stop somewhere for the night? Either you driving and you tired, or maybe you out partying and you're like, I ain't gonna make it home, man. And I kind of just need to pull up somewhere real quick. And you driving past motels and hotels just say no vacancy, because you want to party on a busy weekend. I mean, irresponsible for you not to have a place prepared, but I'm not gonna judge your life. But even then, that's not proving my point. The reason why I'm bringing up those lights that we normally see in movies or when we're driving past those small towns with no vacancy is because they shine bright. They shine real bright. And normally a business owner is real proud when they gotta hit that switch, be like, ain't no vacancy, ain't no room. All the rooms are occupied. The cleaning staff is getting paid and they're getting tips on tips because there's no vacancy. Ain't no more room. Everything's occupado. And I would like for us to kind of think about that, but for our own lives. Think about that for our professions, our crafts, our dreams, whatever it may be for us as individuals. We are leaving no space uncultivated. We are taking up space. Why? Because we deserve. We will bombard any place that has oxygen. Because where there's oxygen, that's where we are. And we're taking it. All right, came in hot. So I want us to get comfortable with the idea of taking up space. And as someone who's been uncomfortable with that idea for a while, I'm willing to turn this level of violence towards myself. Yes, I'm addressing not my inner child, because she got her own stuff going on, but I would even say I'm addressing undergrad me. I am addressing high school me. I'm addressing adult me. I'm addressing yesterday me and an hour ago me. Yes. Well, and I'm also addressing y'all and whoever needs this. So if it was shared to you, welcome to the table. Bring a snack. I won't keep us here too long. So in order for us to take up space, even uncomfortably, we have to confront our fears. We have to think about what exactly is holding us back. It could be, you know, the fear of failure. It could be the fear of disappointment. It can be the fear of, you know, not being accepted, which kind of also goes into like disappointment. Like, there's layers to it. And even then, those can also be two very different emotions, depending on who you are and how you process them. And again, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a professional human. So it's based off things that I've felt myself. But even then, with confronting fear, you also have to confront the facts. Like, what is real in the moment? Like, what is true? What's true is you are capable. Well, how can you say that? Like, that's just a really bold statement. Well, I mean, you wouldn't be presented to said opportunity or chance if you weren't capable. And imposter syndrome will only get you so far, but your craft, talent, profession, whatever your niche may be, will get you where you need to be, even if you are scared. Now, I will say, terms and conditions, you can put yourself through extra obstacles and, you know, take yourself on a roundabout of a journey, or just take an alternate route. Like, you were like, you know what, I think I'm gonna avoid the toll booths and just take the back roads. So you would rather drive on darker roads and avoid, you know, having to pause or stop, or, you know, sometimes pay up to get where you need to be. You would rather avoid taking the smoother road, the road with more light, more guidance. You can see other people on the road and no one's really getting your way. Maybe you chose to drive on the best day and the roads were actually kind of clear. And granted, it's going to be crazy drivers, like, from time to time. It's inevitable. Every state got their own kind of driver. But even then, you withheld the opportunity of having the best route because you were worried, like, oh, I don't want anyone to see this. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to go my own way. I feel like I just need to make my own decisions. I was like, you're making this harder for yourself. Like, you don't have to. Like, remember the facts. So, let's put things into perspective. If you have a talent, have a craft, have an art, have a niche, have your thing, if you have your bubble, I'm gonna call it a bubble, and you're just great at whatever you have in this bubble, protect your bubble. Yes, like, of course you don't want nobody to pop your bubble, but, like, your bubble contains so much of you. Like, it's, your bubble is literally like whatever your mind created brought into fruition through your hands. Like, that is your thing. And for you to want to hide that or shelter it out of fear and not show it off because of facts, that's self-sabotage. And I'm currently cringing at myself while I say this, because even for myself, for many times, I have self-sabotaged an idea that I had, a concept that I wanted to execute, or stop myself from doing things and going places because I was like, oh, but what if, and, like, it just, things could go for a turn. And it's like, I'm already handing myself the short end of the stick without giving myself the opportunity to, you know, see how it goes. All right, so let me, I'm doing a lot. Let's reel it back in. Let's talk about confronting fear. Let's get back on that. When you're confronting fear, you actually need to sit down with yourself and figure out where the fear stemmed from. So you can identify the what, but you also have to identify the where. So when you go on, like, a GPS app thing and you type, okay, I want to go here. And it's like, okay, based off your current location, maybe, yeah, we'll say yeah for right now. It shows you the pathways. And then you're able to zoom in. So remember, sometimes you have a couple different options that you can go. But then it's like, oh, well, what if you want to start from somewhere else? Or maybe you need to backtrack a little bit. Well, why? Like, why are you trying to start from a place where you no longer are? Or why are you trying to make up a place that you feel like you are? In all actuality, you're actually in a better location. Like, where is this fear stemming from? So what is the fear and where is it stemming from? And also, why? Like, why are you scared? I have picked up a new hobby because, well, I'm rekindling a relationship with a past hobby of mine. And that's because I'm trying to also fall in love again with being fit. Let me tell you something. Everybody talking about, oh, you know, your summer body starting in the wintertime. The summer gonna get whatever body I slap on the table, okay? But for my health and wellness, I have started skating again, which has been really awesome. I had a pair of skates and they broke, which was whack. So I finally replaced them, and I was skating last week, and a neighbor who's like 15 years old, he's like downstairs, like trying to do the turns, trying to like skate backwards, do the whole thing. And I'm like really impressed, because I was like, yo, he's really flowing with it. Like, he's doing the things. And something that I realized is, even though he has his own flow going, like he's really doing his thing, there are times where he'll fall and I'm like, ooh, I can't fall. Like, no, that can't happen. It's like, well, you learn the best when you do fall, especially when it comes to skating. If you don't have like the best posture when you skate, you can't really do like the turns, you can't do the tricks, you can't do all the stuff. Like, you have to have and find your center of gravity. So if you're leaning too much forward or too far back, you're bound to fall. But with you falling, you learn about where you went wrong and you can correct that. If you're trying to do a turn and then it's, you're not going well, like, it's just, you're literally just not going, like, the turn won't happen. If you fall, or if like you stop, you get to find out, okay, did I pivot wrong? Am I not putting, you know, enough energy into the spin? Where am I going wrong? When I want to skate backwards, I turn around and I try to skate backwards and I'm at a standstill. Am I not putting enough force into it? Like, what's stopping me? Am I stopping myself? Like, what's happening here? So identifying where I'm going wrong. But I would not be able to assess these things if I don't fall. So I had to change my mindset of falling is not failing. Falling is progressing, because I can only go forward from that. So, which of course ties into, like, why do I feel like I'm gonna fail? Failing's not all bad. Failing can truly be redirection. Maybe you need to fail. And I'm not saying like fail hardcore, like you are bankrupt, out of business, like things just a complete left turn. Like, no, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. It could be something very minuscule. It can be, oh, I created a post and I didn't get the amount of traction that I thought I was going to, but I see what happened. Like, I see where the disconnect was. I see what I was lacking. I maybe didn't tag enough people. I probably didn't have like the right kind of content. Maybe it's not the right time. Maybe there's different events going on at one time, and whatever it may be, whatever it may be. Maybe you're trying to paint or draw and you're just really having a hard time with the technique. Don't give up. Giving up is failure. Like, just throwing it in and be like, oh, I'm not gonna try, that's failure. And that's essentially like shortchanging yourself. You're just like, oh, here is the shortest straw. Don't worry about pulling. I'm just gonna hand it to myself. Why would you do that? Like, yes, we are our biggest critics, but more importantly, you should be your biggest hype man. So identify the why of where this fear is coming from. And I mean, if you want to take it there for like a real in-depth kind of thing, of course, do this with professional help and support. But when did this fear start? Like, you know, sometimes it's really helpful to pinpoint, okay, this is what I was doing and I was going about my time and my life, and then all of a sudden this happened and I just felt like I was at a standstill, or this kind of took me at surprise, or I was in shock, or I didn't foresee this happening. And of course, we're human. Like, we have feelings, we have emotions. We fall into ourselves, we fall out of ourselves, we shut down, we block everything out, and then we kind of just let this quote-unquote newfound truth of our surroundings or our mindset just kind of take cruise control, and it's just driving our lives. But now that you have this random flame just trying to ignite and trying to push through and persevere, it's like, okay, but when did this all start? Because then you can not pick up where you left off, so to say, but remember the last thing you were doing and try to take that idea and revamp it to where you are now. There's nothing wrong with, you know, start, just, you know, pick it up, dust it off, buff it out, you know, or maybe use it as a draft and come up with a better concept. But don't just throw it away because, oh, where you were at that time, it just wasn't the best for you. And that's okay. We are not alone in that journey. Other people have endured that as well. And even though our situations are unique to us because of who we are as individuals, and no one, two people experience the same thing the exact same way, but we all have a struggle and we can all learn from each other's struggle. So, you know, talk to people, talk to community, talk to yourself. You are a community. Like, truly, like, get to know and learn and love yourself and give yourself grace. Like, love yourself through that. And sometimes some days are easier than others. Some days are harder than others. Some days are a drag. But that doesn't mean that you just give up on yourself. Give yourself a break. Give yourself time. Give yourself love. Give yourself space. But don't give up on yourself. No. That's unacceptable and not an option. So, moving on. You have now identified the fear and you realize you are going to move forward with the facts. Okay, boom. Have a game plan. Have a layout. Have a structure. Draft up some ideas. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go with it? And make sure you leave space for, like, not only error, but also, like, blessings. Blessings can also happen. What you think is, like, a detour is actually, like, a express lane without you even realizing it. Like, you don't even realize who you meet or who you run into sometimes can get you where you want to be faster. And boy, oh boy, when you hit that express lane, you start zooming, just zoom, you just out. Life comes at you so fast and so beautifully. And when you start moving at such a quick place, a quick space, it's just, you know, it's just exciting. It can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming, but it's also very exciting because you finally showed yourself that you were able to do it. And yes, the journey's not always easy. The journey is not for the weak. But you're not alone on the journey. Again, you have community. You have family. You have friends. You should have professional help. I hope you have God. I hope you have your belief. Like, whatever that may be for you. Have it. I'm whatever that may be. But utilize it. Hone into, like, truly, like, get into it and give yourself, you know, give yourself credit. You're a freaking beast, man. Like, you didn't get this way for, like, out of nowhere. I'm just saying, something to really, like, keep in your mind. And this was actually said to me when I got my new job. It was like my third day and I was transitioning from one aspect of higher ed to another, and I was like, man, I've just been in this one room for so long. And the girl who's, like, on the other side of Zoom, like, walking me through stuff, because my third day was her last day, I was appalled. But that's not the point. The point is, as she's, like, walking me through the training and I'm trying to take notes and asking her to, like, to repeat this, and my eyes just look wide and I look like I'm just in a panic, and she's just like, don't worry. Like, this may seem like a lot up front, but once everything is actually put into play, it's going to come very effortless and seamless. Like, there's a guide, it's okay, like, you have a team. And I expressed to her, I was like, I'm scared. Like, I don't want to mess this up. I've had more than enough negative experiences with jobs that I prefer not to endure ever again. And I'm not the only one. At the same time, I'm not the same person that I was during those moments. Whether it's a year ago, whether it's 3 years ago, I'm not that same person. And I'm not supposed to be. And she literally said to me, you are hired because you're capable of doing the job and more. And that almost made me like tear up. Like, of course, she was a part of my interview process. And whether I knew that she was leaving or not when they were doing the interview, I just knew I was going to have support. She seemed really nice. It was going to be great. And then it's like, oh, she's leaving. It's like, oh, wow. But she's not the only person on the team. Like, yeah, there's people who are higher than me, but even then I'm not alone, and I had to remember that. And even then she reminded me that I am here because I'm capable of doing the job and more, which means that people see more than just your potential. Like, potential's cool, I will say that, if done well or used properly, potential could be things. Like, it is. Potential becomes your craft. Potential becomes your talent, your art, whatever your niche may be. But if you keep imposter syndroming yourself into, well, you know, I could, but I just, the space and the timing and, you know, before when I tried, it's like, why? Why did you put yourself in this position just to opt yourself out of being in this position? Get out of your way. Like, have an outer body experience, separate yourself from your body, and push yourself out of the way. Like, move. Like, for real. Don't shortchange yourself. We are taking up space. No vacancy. None whatsoever. No square foot left behind or forgotten. Cultivate it. You were there for a reason. Own it. You have it for a reason. Walk in your purpose on purpose. Like, the reason why the door opened is because you're prepared to walk through it. If you weren't prepared to walk through the door, it would still be closed. Which is still not a bad thing, because that could possibly mean that you're getting redirected to another door. Like, gauge where you are. Like, read your own room. Like, really sit down with yourself and prepare yourself. And now, something else I will say when it comes to the topic of, like, no vacancy. Don't bombard yourself or a space that you're not ready for. Because then you're going to disappoint yourself. And even though it was an experience and you're glad that you did it, you don't know what kind of connections you could have disrupted, or connections that you missed out on because the person that you need to talk to is actually in a different room, or you weren't meant to be seen by them yet. Like, just think about it. So, of course, the only example I have is myself. So follow me here. I was talking to my coworker the other day, and I am truly loving and living my new job. Like, I'm so glad it's a healthy work environment, so glad to be there. At the same time, I know that I can do more. And a part of me feels like, I like my job, I like what I do, but I want more responsibility. Like, I can handle it. I'm mature, I'm responsible. And I had fixed my lips and said to my coworker, I'm thinking about applying for another position in the same office. And at first they were like, well, maybe try going for it, you know? At the same time, what if I am where I need to be? Because as time progressed, I may seamlessly transition into that position. Or maybe when it is my time, I may get something else. when it is my time. So even in that moment, I had to kind of rehumble myself because I'm like, oh, you know, well, the other person, like, they just left. Y'all really need help. Like, I can do it. And it's like, I was downplaying my importance in my role because I felt like everyone else is doing something more important. But even what I do right now in this moment is important and vital to my department. So why would I jeopardize that because I want more? I'm like, oh, I'm taking up this space. I want to take up more space. Like, no, you gauge where you are, analyze, assess, you know. Most people TTG, I'm TTA, I'm trained to assess. I'm going to really look at all angles and figure out what is the smartest decision. And with doing that, I'm doing a service to myself. I'm doing a service to my coworkers and my boss. And I'm also doing a service to my craft and my talents. Because if I would have jeopardized that, who's to say, like, yeah, that's a bold statement and that's cool. That can go either one of two ways. That can be looked at as, oh, wow, that's really great. I love, you know, the drive and like the transparency. You know what? Sure. And then I get into the role and I'm not as prepared as I think I am. And now I am let go. Or they can be like, oh, well, wow, this is a big decision and we really need your help here. And then they can like eventually feel turned off by like me saying that I would like a different position when I literally just got here. Granted, I'm not that audacious. Like I have sense, but just, you know, it's a thought. Sometimes you get like one good thing. It's like, oh, I want more. It's like, okay, let's enjoy this one thing first. Like we just got here. This is cool. Anything can happen and anything can happen, but give yourself the space to experience that. Like allow it to happen organically, but still cultivate the space that you are in. Like again, and there are going to be eyes on you. You're going to have supporters and you're going to have haters. And to the naysayers, we wave, because regardless, they're an audience. And since you want to stay around and watch wherever I may go on this journey, I'm gonna make it a good time because I may not be here for a long time. So, you know, use that to your advantage. The people who are watching, they're watching for a reason. They're either inspired or intimidated, but regardless, their eyes are on you. So use that drive for good. Use the drive for good. I just want to get very clear. I'm choosing violence, but it's positive violence. I'm just differentiating. Okay, great. I'm really glad we had this talk. But all in all, again, don't be afraid to take up space. You were brought to this path, to this door, to walk through it, and you were brought in the space to walk in it. Walk in your purpose on purpose. Like, you know, if there's air, be in there. Confront anything that you need to, the doubt, the fear, the worries, and do it earnestly. Like really sit down with yourself. And not everything that you confront will be like attacked all at once head on. You may run into some things while you are on the journey. Just be easy with yourself when you are going through those moments. It's okay. You are not alone. But also make sure that you're taking care of yourself through that, and you're also seeking professional help. I cannot stress, seek professional help. Like, pray and seek professional help. Like, pray and help. Like, pray and get help. Like, for real, for real. And just know that you're great. You are the bomb.com. You are in this thing for a reason. You are needed. You are necessary. You are wanted. That's why you are here. Walk in that. Live in it. And grow from that. If you inspire anyone, inspire yourself. Impress yourself every day. That is liberating. That is so exciting. You have no idea what you're capable of until you're in that position. And then you realize, but wait, there's more. because it's in you. It's always been there. So do it. Leave no room uncultivated. I really love this episode. And I hope y'all love it too, because I'm excited. And I hope my words made sentences.